A measure aimed at building on past reforms to revamp Florida's child welfare system unanimously passed the committee. It's by Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel in her role as chair of the Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Committee.
This bill is basically a cleanup bill from last year's Senate Bill 1666.
The Florida Department of Children and Families has been dealing with a series of child deaths under its supervision, and lawmakers last year worked on an overhaul law to prevent that from happening. And Sobel says this measure includes some more areas to help build on that.
The first thing it does is expands the criteria to deploy a critical incidents rapid response team. These CERT teams are the special teams that go in and investigate child deaths. Many of you are familiar with the child deaths that have recently taken place. And these CERT teams are from outside the actual district. Where the incident and death have occurred. The bill provides that a team may also be deployed for other cases involving the death or serious injury to a child, including those with an open investigation.
And she says it also expands some other roles.
It also requires the advisory committee that reviews the CERT team reports to meet and submit reports quarterly instead of annually. So we're beefing up the reports and finding out why these deaths are occurring so that in the future we can prevent these if possible.
Another measure that passed the Senate Fiscal Policy Committee unanimously is by Venice Republican Senator Nancy Dietert. Its aim is to revamp Florida's guardianship laws.
This bill is frankly my top priority because I think it's urgent. I think vulnerable people are being taken advantage of, but it costs money for their safety and protection.
Several media reports have talked about cases where there are appointed guardians taking advantage of the wealthy elderly. Dieter talked about a Holocaust survivor who she says was targeted in her district.
They charge her $1,000 a day to administer her money, $85 an hour to make doctor's appointments, to open her mail, ordinary things. This is not an isolated case. There are a slew of these cases. What we have in the state of Florida is we have public guardians who are regulated and overseen, but then we have professional guardians who are not regulated.
So Dietert's measure, among other things, would require judges to select from a registry or a pre-approved list of professional guardians on a rotating basis. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.